Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California. This week, we're privileged to feature Maria Muldaur on Coastside Carousel. You know the monster hit of hers in the 1970s that we play on KHMB, Midnight at the Oasis. But she's so much more than a one-hit wonder. Maria's 55-year career is an adventurous odyssey through Americana roots music like blues, jug band, bluegrass, jazz, and Appalachian old-timey music. You might say that Muldaur is the godmother of Americana. Maria just keeps reinventing herself. In 2020, she collaborated with the world-renowned New Orleans band Tuba Skinny. We'll play a track from that album today, Let's Get Happy Together. You can see Maria and her red-hot Bluesiana band on Saturday, March 22nd at Pacifica Performances. Buy your tickets now at pacificaperformances.org. It will sell out. Maria, thanks for joining us today. You are by far the most famous musician we've had on our little station in Half Moon Bay. Coastside Carousel is the show. Tell us about your childhood in Greenwich Village, New York City, and what you were listening to in your childhood that inspired your life of music.
Oh, my God, Mike, that was so long ago. But if you insist,
I was born to Italian-American parents. And as you mentioned, I grew up in Greenwich Village, which was the part of Manhattan which was sort of the epicenter of all things hip. It was a place where artists and musicians and poets and sculptors and all kinds of free spirits and free thinkers lived. But as a child, I had, my mother only wanted me to listen to classical music, but her younger sisters, my Aunt Katie, sabotaged all that by playing what she called cowboy music, which was the early country and western music of the day. This being in the early and mid 1940s. And at age 5, I was listening to Hank Williams and Kitty Well, a lot of guys named Hank, as a matter of fact, but a lot of wonderful early country and western music. And the first song I remember ever singing was Kitty Wells' It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels at the age of 5, with my Aunt Katie playing very rudimentary honky tonk piano backing me up. I discovered that right in my own neighborhood, Greenwich Village, there was a movement, a sort of a resurgence of what they were calling folk music, which we would call roots music today. And so I started being exposed to people playing Appalachian, you know, fiddle and banjo music and bluegrass and blues and all kinds of roots music. So I was just very lucky to be, you know, kind of be born and raised in a place that, you know, exposed me to so much great American music.
What a great melting pot for you early in your career as a music artist, Maria. And quite frankly, I'd like to deem you as the godmother of Americana music. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's just fine.
I didn't think about Americana music much, or, you know, the term Americana, but a person that interviewed me a few years back said, you know, you single-handedly invented Americana music. I said, what are you talking about? And they said, well, listen to your first album. You had a Dolly Parton song. You had a Jimmy Rogers song. You had some songs written by contemporary singer-songwriters of the time, like Kate McGarrigle. And you had like a New Orleans blues. You know, I had a song called Don't You Feel My Leg, which was almost as popular as Midnight at the Oasis. And you were doing an eclectic mix of American roots music. And that's what became known as Americana music. I was just way ahead of my time. What can I tell you? Who knew?
Don't you feel my leg? Don't you got something else on your mind. You say we're falling, have a lovely time. What I got is mine on mine. Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? Cause if you feel my leg, you wanna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you're gonna make me high. So don't you feel my
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and this is Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast. I'm Mike Dale, and my guest this week is Maria Muldaur. She will be at the Pacifica Performances Hall on Saturday, March 22nd, and buy your tickets now. Go to the website, pacificaperformances.org. Let's go back to your first album. We've got to talk about Midnight at the Oasis. It is your clarion calling, and it was number 6 on the top Billboard 100. We played on the radio here on KHMB, and it's a track that I read was almost an afterthought on your debut album in 73. Tell us a little more about that.
The president of Warner Brothers gave me the chance to come to L.A. and make my first solo album. Here I was. I found myself in the studio with anybody I asked for. I got Dr. John and Ry Cooter and David Lindley and, you know, Linda Ronstadt singing backup. I mean, it was just an incredible experience, but I definitely felt in over my head. And I had a young guitar player named David Nickturn, who had written a beautiful song called I Never Did Sing You a Love Song, which is a pretty little kind of country waltz that I had planned to do on the album. And he was so excited about that he drove across the country from New York City in this little VW bug in the dead of winter, just in hopes of maybe coming to the studio and that maybe they'd allow him to play rhythm guitar on his song. So one day when we were almost finished, the producer came in and said, I'm listening to the tracks and I think we have some good up-tempo stuff and a few nice ballads. And I think if we had one medium tempo song, that would balance the album perfectly. And David was standing right there, and I looked at him and I felt so sort of grateful that he had been so supportive of me, that I said, well, David has a song. It's a goofy little song, really, but he had written it about a year earlier. I said, David, what about that song, Midnight at the Oasis? Is that medium tempo? And he said, it sure is. And he whipped out his guitar and played it for the producer. And the producer wasn't wild about it, but he said, well, that's kind of cute. Do you want to do that? And we said, yes. I'll just tell you what, God rewarded me for that grateful gesture to David Nickturn, because for some odd reason, it just captured everybody's hearts and everybody's imagination. And not only went up the Billboard charts, but stayed there for months and months and was the most, it got 2 Grammy nominations that year. And then, you know, went on to become one of the most played golden oldies. As you said, you still play it occasionally on your station. So go figure, a song about a camel, but people love it to this day. And I do it at all my performances. And I certainly will be doing it at my concert in Pacifica on March 22nd.
We have been talking about it. Yes, it's in the program. I'm doing a lot of shameless plugs for you on that show. And, you know, I was reading on Wikipedia. The song is strangely hypnotic and sensual about a desert love affair. And it also said there was probably a lot of pregnancies in the 70s because of that one song, Maria.
That and also Don't You Feel My Leg. People have come up to me and shown me pictures of their children that they say were conceived to either of those songs. What do you say when you see her that I just say, gee, well, glad I could be of help.
All right, let's hear it now. This is Midnight at the Oasis, Maria Muldaur on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Midnight at the Oasis, send your camel to bed. Shadows painting our faces, traces of romance in our heads. Heaven's holding a half moon, shining just for us. Let's slip off to a sand dune real soon, kick up a little dust.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. I'm Mike Dale, and on the phone with me is Maria Muldaur, and there was Midnight at the Oasis. You can see her on Saturday, March 22nd at Pacifica Performances. Buy your tickets now at pacificaperformances.org.
it will sell out. By the way, you know, the way you're speaking, I can tell you feel like you've had a blessed life in music. Do you sometimes pinch yourself when you look back on your growing up and all the journeys you've taken in the life of music?
Well, I don't pinch myself. I just thank the Lord because it's just amazing. I mean, I've gotten to work with so many great people. Jerry Garcia, all those people I mentioned earlier. I've sung duets with Linda Ronstadt, with Bonnie Raitt. I've sung duets with Aaron Neville. I've worked in the studio with Dr. John. I've toured with Dr. John. I mean, and more recently, now there's a whole new generation of fabulous musicians that I'm excited about, including a wonderful street band of young street musicians from New Orleans called Tuba Skinny. And that was my 23rd album. I did that a couple of years ago in New Orleans with them. And the name of the album is called Let's Get Happy. It's all music from the 20s and 30s, which I really love. And they play it so beautifully that I just fell in love with them and had the opportunity to do this recording.
I love it. You're doing the interview for me. I was just about to jump into Tuba Skinny. This one's called Let's Get Happy Together. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that song?
Well, when I got the opportunity to do the album of Tuba Skinny, I wanted to find songs that were done by New Orleans artists, especially New Orleans women. And the very first song I came across was Let's Get Happy Together, written and recorded originally by Lil Hardin Armstrong, who was Louis Armstrong's second wife and very, very influential in getting him to kind of step out of the background and, you know, go for leading a band himself. He was a piano player, singer, songwriter, and band leader in her own right. And I heard this song, Let's Get Happy Together. I mean, I defy you to be depressed after you hear this song. It's just a real pick-me-up.
Let's hear it now on KHMB's Coastside Carousel, Maria Muldaur and Let's Get Happy Together.
Thank you. mine. Let's get happy together. You're blue, me too. Let's forget about stormy weather. You lost your baby and I lost mine. I got a nickel and you've got a dime. We'll drown our troubles in wine and we'll get happy together. Oh, I should be worried just because they turned us down. Come on, baby, let's show them that we're nobody's clown. Now you can dance and I can sing. I got the finger and you got the ring. We'll get the parson to fix this thing and we'll be happy together.
KHMB's Coastside Carousel with Maria Muldaur on 100.9 FM and AM 1710. There's Let's Get Happy Together. You're with your Red Hot Bluesiana band, and you mentioned it earlier in the show today. You're going to be playing a lot of those tracks we played today on Coastside Carousel.
Yes, I am. I'm going to do stuff that, of course, I play everybody's old favorites like Don't You Feel My Leg and Midnight at the Oasis. But having done all these other albums, we're going to mix it up and do a lot of people's old favorites, but a lot of cool stuff from some of my more recent albums, too. And my Red Hot Bluesiana band is funky and upbeat. And so we're going to have a party on March 22nd down there in Pacifica. So I hope you all come out and join us.
I will be there as well. Maria, thank you so much for the luxury of your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, and we look forward to seeing you all on March 22nd.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.